Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What an incredible weekend. Was it beautiful? Was it nice? Did you love it? I mean, I was out. We'll talk to senior studio producer Ian Hoke and see if he was out this weekend. Yesterday was a full Mother's Day, especially compared to last year. You know, last year we just really couldn't do anything. But I hope you got out with your mom, the mom in your life, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend or your mother or grandmother or whoever, or maybe the person that acts as the mom in your life. Anyway, I hope you had a chance to go out with them, and things seem to be really returning to normal. Let's just hope it continues that way. Let me run down a couple of things that we're going to get to on the show this afternoon. This is the day in 1970, May 10th, 1970, the 60s rock group The Turtles performed at the White House at the request of first daughter Trisha Nixon. President Nixon was on an overseas trip. And the Turtles were really considered one of the, you know, one of the goody-goody bands of the 60s. You know, there were the Beatles and the Hermits and Turtles. And, you know, they were the nice bands. They were considered to be the nice boys. I mean, the Beatles got a little rowdy later. But in the beginning, they were seen as the nice boys. And then you had the Rolling Stones and the Animals. And they were just a little rougher. You know, they were a little dirtier looking. And they were considered to be the bad boys. But based on the performance at the White House on this day in 1960, the Turtles were anything but the good boys. And we'll tell you the real story behind that coming up at about 3:20 this afternoon. So the weather was really rough this morning. Woke me up about 3 o'clock this morning. And it was rough. It looks like most of it is out of here. So that is like really good news. But then we've got a chance of rain tomorrow and Wednesday, and good news, we're looking for a great weekend. This weekend coming up looks like it's going to be spectacular. So, look, I know for some of you, it's not easy to have rain during the week, but for, you know, a lot of people, it's better to have rain during the week than on the weekend. And we're looking forward to another really nice weekend. Hey, it was another bloody weekend in New Orleans with more shootings and a stabbing and, you know, again, I don't know what's going to ever change that. The Louisiana House would like to leave it up to the Louisiana voters to determine whether or not marijuana is legalized in the state. Do you like the idea of voters deciding that? And there is a defense case in one of the Capitol rioters from January the 6th. The lawyer is claiming that his client watched too much Fox News and suffered from the disease Foxitis, also referred to as Fox Mania. And he says this is a disease. And he said that this led to unhinged muttering, delusional thinking, and an uncontrollable urge to attack the Capitol. Can Fox News be blamed for inspiring people to riot at the Capitol? And if the liberal media, like CNN and MSNBC, If the right thinks that they do have the power to brainwash Americans, then wouldn't it make sense that Fox has the power to brainwash people in the same way? I think you can predict what my opinion of this is going to be, but we'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. Also, there seems to be some progress, finally, in working toward bringing entertainment dining back to West End. It's been essentially gone since Katrina. And so, you know, it's Monday. Let's have a little fun in the final hour. We've done this in the past, but, you know, let's do it again because it really was just an amazing place. And for those of you who are new to the city since Katrina, For those of you who are younger, millennials, Zoomers, maybe even some Gen Xers, you may not know what went in West End on the weekends, but I'm going to be here to share it with you. And you know, in this show, I'll tell you the truth. And I was part of the truth. So we'll talk about that. But, Friday night I went to this, I went to a wedding at the Marigny Opera House. Oh, my God, what a beautiful place that is. It is just beautiful. On St. Ferdinand Street. And I know that it had been a wedding venue. It used to be a church. It had been a wedding venue for a while. And the owner of Southern Oaks, Bobby Acero, his daughter got married. His daughter Stacy got married. The Mixed Nuts played at the reception, which was at Southern Oaks. And, you know, you've got to imagine how great the party would be if, like, the people who were having the wedding owned the wedding venue. I mean, this is another one of those things where, you know, if I wouldn't have been driving, I might have had a few beverages. I might have been lucky to be alive. But, you know, I had a mixed drink. I had a soda, lemon, and a little splash of Sprite just to give it a little life. So, man, I was halfway through the evening, I was cooking. Actually, I was going to the bathroom a lot. but anyway, it was crazy. And then, it was just, it was off the charts. Coming back into the city Friday night from Southern Oaks, as I get close to the city, people are flying by me like 90, 95, maybe even 100 miles an hour. And I'm thinking, this can't be good. Boom! Not far ahead of me. I mean, it happened. I didn't see it happen. But there was a huge accident involving a Porsche, a BMW, and a couple of other cars. And it was serious. And the police and the emergency vehicles were just arriving on the scene. But obviously, it's like people driving crazy. Insane. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. Because, I mean, we're talking about really high rates of speed. And, you know, some of these people, you know, they might not be totally sober. Because this would have been about 11 or 12 o'clock Friday night. So, you know, some of these people could have been partying. Really scary. Really scary. And I just was so thankful that I got home. And then yesterday, went to Bay St. Louis. And, you know, I didn't even go to the quarter this weekend. This was an interesting weekend for me. Busy, but didn't even go to the quarter. In Bay St. Louis at Bowie's, the bar toward the end there, the big run there on the Ocean Boulevard or whatever it is, Beach Boulevard. Faith Becknell. My friend Faith Becknell was performing. And so that was fun. Man, put the top down. It was just a great drive over there and a great drive back. Let's check in with our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. Ian, what did you do over the weekend?
I went canoeing.
Canoeing? Where did you go canoeing?
Black Creek in Mississippi in the DeSoto National Forest.
Did you camp?
Oh, yeah. We went canoe camping.
Canoe camping?
Yeah, which is the new hotness in my book. I am, having grown up in southwest Colorado and spent a lot of time outdoors, especially camping, you'd think that I'm like, more into like backcountry experiences, like backpacking camping.
Yeah.
I've gotten older, I kind of don't really like that. My girlfriend always accuses me of preferring glamping.
What's glamping?
I think it's like glamorous camping.
Glamorous camping. Well, yeah. See, for me, camping was always like, you know, staying in a, a Ramada Inn.
Wow.
That was camping.
How times have changed.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I'm pretty snooty about, like, I don't really want to backpack in with all my water and all my food and everything on my back. You know, I'd prefer something that's a little bit more comfortable. I like for there to be ice. I like to not have to carry a bunch of stuff on my back. And my girlfriend's the complete opposite way. She's like, her philosophy about camping is the harder it is, the more fun it is. It should not be relaxed. It should not be comfortable. You should be miserable the entire time.
Oh, nice.
We have a lot of other things in common, but we kind of clash heads on that. But anyway, canoe camping is the solution to all of our problems, because you do get out, away from civilization. It's not car camping, but you also don't really have to carry all your own stuff on your back. Well, ice and some cold drinks, and the weather, of course, was spectacular.
Oh,
Black Creek is very beautiful.
Yeah.
Rented a canoe out there, had some friends, did some dipping of the skinny variety. And,
oh, really?
Had a really nice time out there.
That's
the
awesome.
Weather was the MVP, honestly. It was just
Was there a little chill in the water?
Yeah, the water was pretty cool, not cold, but the sun was hot. So, you know, you're out there, you're paddling, you're hot, and you're getting sweaty, and then you just pull over to a little sandbar, and you jump out, and you just cool off, and then you get back in the boat and go a little bit further until you find a place where you're going to set up your tent and your fire and all that. Yeah, yeah.
Was there shrinkage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, it's not a myth.
No, it's not a myth.
It's real.
It is not a myth.
It's pretty real.
It is. It's real.
I was in the creek. Will you please explain to her that I was in the creek?
And then Elaine at some point goes, I don't know how you guys walk around with those things. And you know, she's got a point.
That's hilarious. Very good.
Good. I'm glad you guys had a great weekend.
It was awesome. Yeah. Black Creek Canoe Rental in Mississippi. It was a great time. If you're looking for a quick overnight outdoor trip that's real easy and affordable, go rent a canoe from the Black Creek people and spend some time outdoors.
That's cool. I mean, Ian is like the adventurer, you know, here, and he goes out and does these things. And, you know, so between the two of us, you know, we're doing, like, you know, a lot of stuff, but we're doing, like, different things. So
yeah,
that's, you know.
Lots of stuff, different things.
That's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, again, another bloody weekend in New Orleans, and I just don't even know what to say about it anymore. But here we are on another Monday talking about that. And look, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, if you want to talk about yesterday or the weekend, things are loosening up. You know, I went to this reception at Southern Oaks, and honestly, I had my mask off most of the time. So I'm, you know, a dedicated mask wearer, but I'm feeling more comfortable. I've been vaccinated. I hope I don't get it, but if I get it, it's apparently not going to be as serious as it might have been had I not gotten the vaccine. So I'm feeling pretty confident, and it was just really, you know, really nice. And by the way, to those of you who came up to me and said something about listening to the show, I am honored. It is so cool to meet you. And I'm thinking about all of you now. And when I meet you, you help me put a face with the audience. And when I meet all of you, I envision the people that I meet. And so it makes the audience seem very personal to me. So first of all, thank you for listening to our show, and thank you for being so dedicated to it. And thank you for you know, just coming up and sharing those thoughts. And again, it was just a very, very monumental moment. All right, if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. And over the weekend, a Kenner native and a rock and roll legend, Lloyd Price, passed away. And this was one of his iconic rock and roll songs. And with Lloyd Price and Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew, and I mean, the list goes on. We're learning more and more about how New Orleans played a significant role in the early infancy of rock and roll. In fact, somewhere there's a Lloyd Price Street, which we've talked about. They declared it Lloyd Price Day one day, and they named a street after Lloyd Price and Kenner. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Boy, we had a rainy Monday morning, didn't we? And I feel badly for those of you who had to deal with the flooding, a lot of flooding throughout the area, but the pumps are working. And there was just so much rain over just a short period of time that you can't expect the pumps to keep up with that. So it's going to flood. And that's not the fault of the system, because that would happen anywhere. So, it just rained a lot and over a very short period of time. So it looks like everything's pretty much drained. The city is drained, and there's a ring around the city right now. Also, we're expecting more rain tomorrow and more rain on Tuesday. All right, before I get to your calls, let's go to Senior Studio Producer Ian Hoke with a couple of your early Monday morning, Monday afternoon text messages.
A couple of people are responding to my story of canoe camping in Black Creek and my girlfriend's accusations that I'm not a man because I like camping to be comfortable. I like glamping. Here's a text that says, coonasses don't hike into the woods to camp. It's way too hard to carry enough beer. There's too much water and swamp here. We use boats full of ice chests. And I'm going to use this text. Thank you, texter. I'm going to turn around and say, Ariadne, it's not about glamping. I'm embracing my inner kunas.
That's good.
And that's a good thing. Everyone should like that.
Especially if you're not from here. It's good if you become a kunas.
Yeah, all my life I think I've wanted to be a kunas, and I just didn't know.
Well, obviously, I mean, nobody's making you do something you don't want to do. So you came here and you discovered it. So you've been like, you have come out as a kunas.
I'm come out.
In the closet. You were a kunas in the closet.
I'm gonna celebrate with two racks of Miller Lite out in the womp, in the woods. Jesus, you hear this? Womp in the woods, in the woods, in the swamp. I'm gonna move on. Here's another text that says, "So if Fox News and Newsmax are conservative media, you consider CNN and MSNBC to be liberal media. What media source do you actually consider to be fair and balanced? Where do you get the news that you believe is unbiased, Scoot? Does that even exist in your paradigm? Is there any news source reliable in your opinion?"
No. I mean, I've talked about this often. No, none of them are reliable. None of them. Well, they're reliable in that they present facts and stories, but they're not reliable in terms of being objective. No, so I know where CNN's coming from. I know where MSNBC's coming from. I don't know where Fox is coming from. So if I watch all three, I can, like, you know, think and piece it together and figure out, you know, pretty much what is reality. You know, the problem is people who just watch one, they think that that's the only one telling the truth, and that's not true. They all have their agendas. So, yeah, no, but we're going to talk more about this in the next hour. There's a defense attorney claiming that his client, one of the Trump supporters who rioted at the Capitol, that he suffers from Foxitis, a disease from watching too much Fox News. Is it possible that Fox News has the power to inspire people to break the law? We're going to talk about that.
I almost didn't come to work today because I had the Great British Baking Show itis, but I decided that I would just work through it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, but you know what I find really fascinating about this, Ian, is there are so many people on the right who, and they tell me like I'm not even in the media when they explain to me how the media is controlling the country, and that CNN and MSNBC are controlling us with what they say. Well, if that's true, then you've got to give credence to what this lawyer's saying about Foxitis. So do you? All right, we're going to talk more about that in the next hour.
Here's one more that says, "Hey, Scoot, another way of saying Fox Mania is Fox in, garbage out. FIGO." F-I-G-O. FIGO.
All right, if you want to join us for the comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. And from Lacombe, Dal, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, Scoot.
Yeah.
You and Ian, right?
Yes.
Y'all do a great job. You just entice the listener to call in. All right, and that's why I'm calling in. Y'all brought up West End.
Yeah.
I've been going out to West End for 54 years. I'm 62, and I grew up on Katina Street in Lakeview.
Uh-huh.
From when I was 9 years old with a red wagon hauling an outboard engine to put on my skiff, my dad said, "You do it on your own and figure it out." But he would bring me home because I was exhausted. But lived in boathouses out there. Just so many cool people that lived out there. The Popeyes. Somebody just sent me about a 20-minute YouTube video of the Popeyes boat race out at the lakefront in 1986.
I remember.
I can't remember that many boats out there. Nobody uses the lakefront.
I remember that.
The only ones really utilizing the lakefront on a regular basis are boathouse owners and yacht club members. They had their sailboat. We've got to get West End Park back rolled.
Well, first of all, there's really no legitimate excuse in my mind why it's not back. And I've heard over the years, because I've complained about this for a long time. This used to be a thriving area. And so, you know, well, it's part in Jefferson Parish, and part of it's owned by the state, and part of it's in New Orleans. And so you've got the city of New Orleans,
correct,
you've got the state and Jefferson Parish. I don't care. Stop using politics as an excuse for not doing stuff and just make it happen. Because there is no reason why we have so much waterfront property and so few places actually on the water. Between the river and the lake, we have nothing on the water compared to what other cities have. And it's really
it's
sad.
It's so underutilized. It's so underutilized.
It is. So I hope it comes back. And look, I'll share stories about, you know, I'm lucky to be alive because of the Sunday afternoons that I spent at West End.
Oh, same here, ditto. I've wrecked boats with people drowning. I mean, I grew up out there. I was out there every day. Me and a buddy, like I said, had a boathouse for 10 years, and we would go bar hopping in the little 17-foot trailer.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to get in a car. My, oh, my. Augie Salado, Brunning.
Well, and then as a kid.
Yeah,
we're
going to
remember.
In the harbor.
We're going to remember all of this in the 3 o'clock hour. So I hope you're around then. Del, I appreciate the call. Man, thank you for listening to our show, and I'm glad you called. Let's go to Slidell. Chuck, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I just wanted to, I think you're on to something about the guy who uses the fence.
In the 3 o'clock hour. So
wait, turn your radio down, Chuck, and just listen on the phone.
I was going to say about the guy who used the Fox 8 defense. I don't know if he got too extreme with it, but I can see how by watching Fox 8, you would have a tendency to lean in one direction of politics, kind of like all the people who watch MSNBC and CNN and ABC and NBC and CBS. They all have a tendency to lean on the left side as well, you know?
Well, so, that's right. But they're already, Chuck, you know, aren't they already leaning before they decide which media to select? The media didn't make them that way. They're already leaning.
That's a good way to look at it. Maybe these people are already all leaning to the right who watch Fox, and all of these people are all leaning to the left who watch the rest of the channels that are out there.
Yeah. I think that's what's happening.
The people in Portland seem to be getting off pretty much scot-free. The protesters that were out there and the rioters who were out there, and they're using that as a defense that they saw it on the news. And
I don't believe it's a legitimate defense. I mean, you're accountable for your behavior, and I think it's ridiculous. I'm going to be consistent with all of this, and you know, I argue that you can't blame the media for making you do something violent. You can't blame music or entertainment for making you do something violent, and I don't think you can blame the news media for making you do something that you really don't want to do. So it should fall on the individual.
So you really don't think that anybody who is protesting at the Capitol or the rioters that were out in Portland and Seattle, that you can blame the media for that?
No,
right?
No, they're responsible for their behavior. They may get, we get ideas from the media, but whether we act on those ideas and how we act on those ideas, that's up to us. And if we let that go as a society, then once again, we're just driving a stake in the heart of personal accountability.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, all those people who were rioting and looting should be prosecuted, correct?
Well, hell yeah, if you can catch them, if you get them. The problem is that the Trump supporters who did it on January the 6th, they were dumb enough to document it because they were so proud of what they were doing that their faces were all over. I mean, the police knew where to go get them. These other people that rioted in other places, they weren't doing that, and it's harder to get them.
That looks like a bunch of mental geniuses who were rioting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at us. Look at us. Man, we're breaking. Look what we're doing to them. We're destroying the Capitol, and we're trying to murder the vice president. Look what we're doing. It's like, really? You got to put that on video?
Who said that? Scoot, I think you just said some things that were never said. You show me where it was said, oh, look how we're doing. We're rioting the Capitol. We're looting the Capitol. We're trying to murder the vice president. I don't think any of that was ever said.
Yeah, well, they were looking for him. There was talk about like stringing him up.
You're the on-air personality. You're the one with the microphone. You're the one with the big seat to be able to address. So maybe those things that you just said, you should either retract or you should say, show us the quote.
Well, I don't have the quote. I don't have the quote. Ian, you want to add it? I don't want to add the quote to. I don't have to add the quote to it here. But sometimes I say things. You know,
show me the tape. Let's listen to it.
No, you prove I'm wrong.
There are
prove I'm wrong. It's up to
hundreds of hours of video.
No. Dude, I don't have to prove you're wrong. You're the one who made the accusation. You got to prove you're right.
No, you're the one who's telling me I'm wrong. So telling me I'm wrong. Hey, Chuck, not going to get into this with you. Not going to discuss it. You're making excuses for the people, the Trump supporters who supported and they wanted to get a hold. They wanted to get a hold of the political leaders. Some of them wanted to get a hold of them. If you don't want to believe that, that's your choice. From the information that I've seen in the media, I believe it happened. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Glad you had a chance to call the show.
He hung
All
up.
Right. I mean, there were countless situations where they were looking for people. What did they have the
gallows
ties for? What did they have the gallows?
Ties, yeah.
They were talking about damaging people. They were talking about hurting people. You know, okay, maybe I exaggerate. So they're trying to murder the vice president, but it seemed like, you know, that was an exaggeration of the talk.
You're not exaggerating that. The rioters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence."
Okay.
I saw that
so
video.
Chuck,
that
dude,
happened.
Chuck, this is the problem we have in this country, man. Stop believing what you want to believe and see the truth. And I know it hurts because you worship Trump and you're a Trump supporter. But if you can't face the truth, then we can't even have a conversation. And that's where we are in America. What is it? Hang the vice president. Do you think that's like they want to just go swing with him at the park? No, I don't think so. These people were mad, and they were mad at the vice president. And they did it, many of these people did it, in the name of Donald Trump. Whether he inspired them to do it or not, that's the long-range argument. But they did it in his name. And so you can be a Trump supporter, you can vote for Trump, and not have been part of that, and recognize the truth about that. But the failure that we have in this country is not recognizing the truth. Stop making excuses when the truth is right there in your face. Okay, you want to join us with a comment. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Email address, scoot@wwl.com. So you went to Mother's Day yesterday. Did you have any encounters with your mother-in-law? And how did that go? Sitting around the Mother's Day table with your mother-in-law. I mean, you know, not everybody has a great relationship with mother-in-laws. You know, mother-in-laws are quite jealous of their sons' wives because they see them as kind of replacing them in their son's life at that point. And then I guess, you know, there are dads that are jealous of their daughters' husbands because, well, that list can go on forever. So the Louisiana legislature, well, at least the House right now, this is going through the legislature, is talking about leaving it up to the voters in Louisiana to determine whether or not marijuana is legalized in the state. Do you think it's a good idea to leave that up to the voters? We'll start talking about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on the Air on WWL. A classic from Ringo, the no-no song. All right, so the Louisiana legislature is talking about leaving it up to you, the voters of Louisiana, to determine whether or not marijuana is legalized. What do you think? Should this be left up to the voters? Do we leave matters like this up to the voters? You know, we do have majority rule in a sense, but we also have the Bill of Rights that gives individuals rights. And there are a lot of cases where you can't turn the decision over to the voters because the majority is not right. The majority sometimes may want to ignore the Constitution and favor some decision that is unconstitutional. But what about when it comes to marijuana? Again, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I'm amazed that there are so many Republicans and conservatives against this, because I think this is a conservative issue. It's a conservative issue in that the foundation of conservative ideology is power to the individual, with less government involvement in our personal lives. So why do you support the government telling people whether or not they can smoke pot? And I'm not a pot smoker. I mean, if you're new to the show, I don't do this to promote something that I'm going to gain from. All right, we'll talk about this, but we had a caller earlier, and I said, you know, look, on January the 6th, they wanted to murder the vice president. It didn't come out of nowhere. It's a topic that's going to come up next hour. There's a defense attorney who's claiming that his client who stormed the Capitol, rioted at the Capitol, he suffers from a disease, foxitis. Fox mania. Two words for it. He watches too much Fox News. And that's what convinced him to do that. So it's not really his fault. It's Fox News' fault. I can't wait to get into that discussion next hour. But this caller was just totally, you know, dismissing this idea that, you know, there were people there who wanted to murder the vice president. Now, maybe they didn't say it in those words, but our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke, has found we've got audio from a video of that day. Let's take you back to January 6th. And these are Trump supporters talking about hanging the Republican vice president of the United States.
I'm sorry. I miscommunicated that to you when you when we went to break. We do not have permission to play this video on the air because it's not. It didn't come from an official source. But it's here. It's crystal clear. Okay. And anybody that wants to can just go type into Google hang Mike Pence video. I would suggest you maybe get in your incognito browser before you Google hang Mike Pence. Just I think that's a wise thing to do. So it's not messing with your algorithm. But there are many, many dozens of results where you can go on there very quickly and, you know, and find the video for yourself. And there's dozens of people in this crowd that are chanting, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence.
Okay, you hang somebody. You hang somebody to kill them. If you purposely kill somebody who didn't do anything wrong, that's murder. So in essence, they were talking about murdering the vice president. So I was right. You know, I love that there's criticism that comes to me for telling the truth, because there are people who don't want to hear the truth. I'm not sitting here making up stuff. I don't get everything right all the time, but I pride myself on I'm going to tell you the truth. And I didn't make up that they were trying to kill the vice president, or they were looking for him, they were stalking him and Nancy Pelosi. I didn't make that up. It's true. And so if you don't believe me, then Google it, because the evidence is there.
I think that's that should be a theme that we should come back to more often. If you don't believe me, Google it. Because if you didn't watch dozens or hundreds of hours of video from January 6th, or your media diet didn't deliver that information to you, then this might be the first you're hearing of it. And that's not necessarily your fault. That's just a result of what you had chosen to consume over the last couple months. That's what your media diet is. But before you jump to a conclusion, say Scoot is lying about this, take 5 seconds and Google it yourself. And if you think we got it wrong, then let us know.
Yeah, and think about me what you want. But one thing that it's not fair to say is that I'm like just totally random and don't think about the things that I say before I say. Well, okay, sometimes I do. That's obvious. But, you know, I mean, I pay attention. And I'm talking about stuff that, again, it's not convenient for some people to believe it. But that doesn't fall back on me. That's on them. All right, in Broadmoor, Danny. Danny, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, man. Hey, listen, you know, you're about the closest thing, and I listen to talk radio all the time. You're about the closest thing to a liberal talk radio host. And I know you're not really all that liberal, but, you know, you're about the closest thing. But do you spend much time listening to what these people listen to? Do you spend much time listening to Hannity on the radio and Mike Gallagher and all these other guys on the radio? Because I do.
I don't. No, I don't. But, well, first of all, I'm on when Hannity's on, and I'm preparing for my show when Rush was on. But I do, but I check in with what's being said in conservative social media, and I check in with what's going on Fox News. So I even check out Newsmax. So I'm tapping into that, but I don't get into it.
Do you realize the lies and the hatred that they just spew continuously?
I do.
I mean,
yeah, I do.
Over and over and over and over again. You know, and it just wears you down. And the reason why I listen to it is because, well, number one, I like to listen to talk radio, and usually it's the only one on there. And I guess I just wanted to get to know what the other side was thinking. And occasionally I'll glean something that, you know, I can nod my head with. But I mean, it's just.
It is a show, Danny. It's a show. They're putting on a show. And I don't even know if they believe as deeply in their hearts what they say as much as people want to believe that that's what they believe that deeply in their hearts.
Let me ask you something. You think if Sean Hannity got paid $20 million an episode, he'd jump over to MSNBC and become a liberal talk guy? You know, I think they're doing it for the money.
Danny, look, and this
they
brings me
just
to
just like you say, they don't believe it.
This, well, I don't know that for sure, but I know that there are people in this business that put on a show. I've been in this business a long time. I've been all over the country. I know there are people who put on a show. I might, if I applied my talent to be on the radio and the way I run shows with the music and with just, you know, fun stuff sometimes, irreverent stuff and sarcasm, if I applied that to conservative talk, I might be a millionaire. I might be missing out on money because I have to be honest with myself. And so that's what you get from this show. I would love to be a multimillionaire, but I mean, I would act in a, I would play a part that wasn't me. But when you're on the air, that's you. And I am not going to not be me on the air. And so I'm being honest, and it may be keeping me from making millions of dollars, but I still have hope of where my career will ultimately take me.
Well, you know, that guy that's going to do the Fox Itis defense or whatever, you know, listen, I'm not giving them people any kind of a pass for what they're doing. You know, I'm a United States Marine Corps combat veteran. That guy that carried that rebel flag through the capital of my nation, I don't ever want to see that guy. Because I
understand, Danny. I've got to move on. And thank you for your service to our country. And you know, this is not about me, but I'm sharing with you my personal experience about the judgment that is launched at people every day. And maybe it's a family member or friends, but this judgment is launched at you as well. And that's what this is all about. This was one of the big hits of the Turtles. They were a '60s rock band. On this day, May the 10th, 1970, the Turtles performed at the White House when Richard Nixon was president. We've got the real story of what happened when the Turtles performed at the White House. It's fun. We're going to share that with you at 3:20 this afternoon. Another case of the real story. And by the way, you can check it out. It's in a blog that I wrote on our website, WWL.com. I'm Scooty. We'll be back. It's so rude, you know, to bogart somebody's joint. So what do you think? Should the voters of Louisiana decide whether or not to legalize marijuana in the state? Polls indicate that a majority of people in the state want marijuana decriminalized and even legalized. Should it be left up to the voters? We're going to continue this conversation. And also, if you're on hold, stay with us because we're going to come back to more of your calls. But I want to continue with this conversation about this disease, foxitis. Is that a disease? Can Fox News inspire people to commit acts of violence and break the law? Is that possible? And if it's possible that CNN and MSNBC are brainwashing America, controlling the country like a lot of people think, then what about this? Also, have you heard the inside stories that are coming out about the private life of Bill Gates? It may give some... may shed some light on why he's getting a divorce. Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. Hey, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot on the air. It is Monday afternoon, and we're coming right back on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.